Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your host, Peter Mingle.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. First of all, my name is Peter Mingles. For those people that need the right spelling, it's M-I-N-G-I-L-S. That's M-I-N-G-I-L-S. It might sound a little bit different. It sounds like Mingles like Pringles, but it's spelled a little bit differently. And one of the reasons why we host this specific section of Building Fortunes Radio is, number one, we own the radio station. So this is an internet radio station that's actually broadcast all over the internet, of course. You can find us on iTunes. If you look under Building Fortunes, you'll be able to find us under different and various other places. We share this with all different types of people relative to the radio shows that we do. And I get a chance to have this one very special segment to take a few minutes and actually explain a little bit more about where Building Fortunes Radio fits into our integrated marketing principles. So, just as a little bit of an aside, we started off in the direct sales industry. My background was in direct sales with a company called Electrolux. For those people unfamiliar with that, it was a vacuum cleaner company that is no longer in existence in its present form. Came over from Sweden. That's where the Electrolux brand name is or came from. And the Electrolux that you see in the stores that you go shopping for right now are not the ones that I sold. It's a European Electrolux that came in, and now they make washing machines and refrigerators and all those kinds of things. I was the good old vacuum cleaner sales guy. I broke my mom's heart when I decided not to be a medical doctor and I decided to be a vacuum cleaner salesman in the management training role. So that's where we kind of got started. It grew to the ranks unceremoniously to have one office in a few months, five offices in a year or so, 35 offices eventually ran 96 different offices. So I kind of had the direct sales management thing down. When I decided to do something different, I went to sell for a company called P.F. Collier, which was really my rebound. Electrolux, we were addicted to Electrolux, if you will. Anybody who's ever worked with me or people like me in that direct sales environment knows what that was like. And when we moved to P.F. Collier, really, I was recruited over by a gentleman who was also from Electrolux before, who took over the P.F. Collier organization, and there's a little bit of a story behind that too, but that's where I also learned how to sell an intangible product like education, even though we were selling a tangible product like the books themselves. Most people bought education, they don't just buy the books. Then, when that company started to fumble a little bit during the transition from printed material to CDs and maybe into computers, they were having a hard time getting some financing as they went through their transition, so I wound up asking myself, where was the best way for me to be able to make my next dollar? And I remembered that Electrolux had a network marketing compensation plan, and I said, you know, I really, if you start to think it through, being able to work from home would be ideal. I was usually working in somebody else's home or somebody else's business, so that would be ideal, work from my home. Then the opportunity with the internet, remember this is back in the mid-90s, when the internet just started happening. So for those people that weren't really familiar with an at sign or a www dot, I realized that, you know, I think this is going to stick. I don't think this is going to go away. This internet thing looks like it's going to flatten out the world. It's going to be a smaller place. We'll be able to communicate that much quicker. So we knew that the technology would eventually catch up, which of course it has, and then some. And then I said, you know, why not do something like a home-based business? What about one of those network marketing things? And I came to the industry without the same prejudice that some people have towards network marketing. I didn't have any negative experiences because when they did a network marketing compensation plan to Electrolux, it actually helped me grow to where I actually promoted myself through the performance of my offices. So I saw for the very first time that everybody in my office could be in the recruiting process. And recruiting seems to be a misguided word sometimes when you're dealing with network marketing, but when you're a direct sales manager philosophy like mine, recruiting really means, of course, to build the sales force who are eventually going to go out there and sell products. It's not just recruit for purchases. It's recruit to build the sales force. What else would you do? So when I was looking at that, I flew up to see Dr. Charles King, who teaches at the University of Illinois in Chicago, for the academic portions of network marketing. And Dr. King and I formed a friendship, if you will, where eventually I became an instructor at that same university certification course. So I think officially I am the most certified network marketer on the planet. And the only reason why is because I went there more than any other student did. And I also attended all the lectures, got the pictures and the certificates to prove it. So I think playfully I would say, not that it means anything, but I'm probably one of the most certified people on the planet relative to network marketing. So when we started to do this, I looked at the critical limiting factor and realized that, you know what, most network marketing companies rise or fail based on, of course, the stupid stuff that they do or the brilliant things that they do or the ability to attract new people, new customers, new distributors, make sure you keep them. And I said, I think I can do this. So we really dug in. I knew that if I didn't control the activities of my people, they would probably do their own thing. And the worst thing in the world is someone with a credit card and a dream, because soon their dreams will be demolished and they will have less money on their credit card. And that's usually the way it works with most wannabe entrepreneurs who get really super excited about the potential but never really created their own systems before, so their money and their wallets are soon departed from each other. So I realized that if I was going to be an upline, I probably needed to, as a necessary evil, handle the lead generation portion. So leads were something that, of course, through my direct sales experience, I knew that I could give a lead or a type of lead to five different salesmen and probably get five different responses. I know from my older career sales reps, they would say things like, give me a lead with some meat on it. I need leads with meat on them. So all my new guys would get, you know, whatever leads as well. And my new guys would actually sell. My old guys would usually, if it wasn't a lay down, like a person wagging their American Express card handy, they usually came back with some kind of an excuse on why they couldn't make the sale or made the lower price sale. So I, and this may not sound polite, but may be somewhat justified why I got the nickname of Ming the Merciless. When I would hand out those leads accordingly on a rotation basis, I would actually have to go to the deli first to get some bologna. So I would actually staple a bologna to the piece of paper, and I said, here's your lead with some meat on it. The woman wants a package of bags. Or here's your lead with meat on it, you know, staple the bologna to the piece of paper and say she needs a belt replacement. Or this woman's, oh, I love the engineers, who decided that we need a light bulb on the power nozzle portion of the vacuum cleaner, which is, by the way, the thing that is getting beats up, you know, they bang it against the desk and they bang it against the furniture, and the light bulb is a light bulb. How long do you really think that's going to last? So here's a lead with some meat on it. The woman needs a light bulb replaced, and she's, you know, 50 miles away. So I grew up in the direct sales environment, so I kind of knew what selling was like, and I knew what selling wasn't like. And when I looked at this industry, I realized, you know what, we really do have to control the activities and train the salespeople. So that was the point. We have to train the salespeople on what it is that they're supposed to do, so they'll be able to not only get the lead and get the sale or the sponsorship, but leverage it. See, the dilemma is, of course, you're never going to have enough leads to be able to handle all of the people that you'll ever have. So if you don't teach them how to leverage that, translate it from one to many, you're almost unemployed every time you sold one. So that takes a little bit of thought process. But really, if you think about it, if you went out there and made a sale or sponsored somebody, that's one less person in the world. Now you have to go get your next one. So your success creates a dilemma. So why not leverage your success through referrals? And that was kind of like how I grew up. But when we started to do this, we started to work over the leads over the phone, a little bit in print, some stuff on magazines, a few on card decks. We tried to find out what was best, and we realized that wherever the rubber meets the road, where you can bond and relate. Some people are, you have to do the face-to-face thing. That's always best, of course, I guess. And then you have over the phone. And now with the internet and other mechanisms, we have the ability to transfer and translate information almost instantly. So I knew the technology would be something that was going to help us with our sales and recruiting as well as our retention. Well, in the middle of all of that sort of stuff, we developed our own email delivery system. It's an automated email delivery system, which some people call an autoresponder. Now, I needed one on my own because I couldn't really, and this is no slam on any other company, I knew that the person or the company that would be most inclined to be most interested – and my business would be me. So even though I didn't know how to do it, we went out there and did the things that we needed to be able to develop our own automated email delivery system. And then I didn't know that much about websites. Matter of fact, I'm a direct sales guy, so I knew nothing about pushing buttons on a little computer. And I grew up in the age where my first computer was a Timex, for all those people that remember those, a little black box plugged into a black and white monitor and had a little keyboard to it. That was my first one. It was $99, I remember. And I actually did some programming, you know, in that little black square. And I realized, this is not what I want to do. This is not fun. Now, some people like that sort of stuff, and that's okay for them. That's why they make chocolate and vanilla ice cream, and Baskin-Robbins has like 37 different flavors. But that was not for me. But I realized that I wasn't going to let that hold me back, because I needed to learn that if I was going to succeed in this industry. So we actually, or me, as we started to build the company, we started a website builder called Phase 2, and then eventually moved to Phase 3. And then I started to realize that you need to integrate all of these things together. The website should be integrated into the message that you are using over the phone, or maybe sending out something in print or the email. And the conference call probably needs to be linked to that one way or another, so you're sending out the same message. So no matter where people went, they always kind of heard the same message, and some people might call that branding. So we developed Phase 2 and then Phase 3, and then I wanted to expand a little bit further. So we did something called a blog. Why is that? Because I wanted one. And I realized that, you know, for some people, they're going to sit there and blog their way into oblivion. No one's really looking at it. But because we had the power to be able to drive traffic through the autoresponder to the blog, I realized that, you know what, we could certainly do this. And we developed a multi-user blog called Humongous Blog, Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S. How else would you spell it? Humongous Blog is one of our products, and that's some place where a lot of our customers can go and kind of dialogue some things out, but more or less not just for your own personal satisfaction and like a diary, but when we have a lot of people blogging, which we do, and we tie that into all the other things that we have, which we do, we get a lot of cross-pollination on the internet, which means that a lot of people get a lot of traffic as a result of the overall systems that we create. Well, I started talking about an integrated marketing platform, and that also meant that we wanted to integrate into it our Humongous ads. Humongous, Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S. How else would you spell it? Y-O-U-M-O-N-G-U-S has a U and an us in there. And I thought that was kind of corny. We'll make that work. But we made Humongous ads like a classified ad site. See, my humble opinion, a classified site is almost like a bigger blog. So it would have lots of cool things in it. When people are posting to the blog or buying the different ads or using the ad network that we have, that's going to help with traffic. And we talked about integrated marketing. So the voicemails integrate with the classified ads, which integrate with the posts that maybe somebody does on their social networking thing, which also integrate with voicemail that they might leave behind. All of those things kind of work together. And then we did stuff, as you know, in the industry, of course. I've always been an advocate for the industry, fighting for the little guy with the Distributor Rights Association. I was one of the original founders, eventually became president. And when they changed the name to the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, we kind of okayed that, and then they changed direction. They wanted to go into the seminar business. So now there's a lot of, I think they do one seminar a year. There's no slam on the ANMP. I'm sure there must be somebody still good in that organization, but most of the times they're just kind of like a seminar business. That really wasn't the direction that I wanted to go into it. So if you like seminars, go there. But I wanted to have some education that was going on, so we worked together with Doris Wood over at the MLMIA, and we actually have our radio shows on Building Fortunes Radio, which, by the way, you're listening to right now. So I entrenched myself into the industry. I was original founder. I was one of the original sponsors for the DSWA, the Direct Selling Women's Alliance. I've been a member of the MLMIA, like I said, past president of the Distributor Rights Association and the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, which has given me an opportunity to work with a lot of really great and diverse people. Almost all the major attorneys, a lot of the vendors, certainly tons of the leaders, many of them good. Then we deal with all of the challenges sometimes, the termination cases, even had some nice experiences with the FTC in one of several occasions when we were doing the business opportunity ruling. Type in my name, Mingles, FTC, and you'll see what I signed when I was the president of the Distributor Rights Association, where we actually asked them to go through workshops. Some people might say we threatened to sue them, but it was a solicitation, if you will, to have them talk about what's going on with the business opportunity ruling. So I'm into it. I'm into it, meaning helping people become financially successful and also learning about all the cool things I need to relative to the home-based business arena. So then we built MLM.news. MLM.news is a new domain name, if you're listening in, you know, within the 2015-2016 area. It started to become available, .news, in July of 2015, and I did the things that were necessary to get MLM.news because there aren't many places where someone can go to get their news about MLM. So I figured when somebody's typing in, where do I get my news about MLM, they would probably want to find MLM.news. And we do a lot of article posting and a lot of things on MLM.news to give you the balance, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the interesting. Some of the fun stuff, some of the interesting stuff, some of the outside-of-the-box stuff, and that's there as well. So what does all this mean? Well, we have Building Fortunes Radio, which you're listening to right now, which I also wanted to be a platform for people to become successful building home-based businesses. So we have all of those things for one reason, to help people that are interested, maybe like you, that would be interested in helping to have us help facilitate their level of success in home-based business as well. See, I am really an evangelist for home-based business. So just like I have a Jeep, transitioning into a different story real quickly, I have a Jeep, and anybody who's ever had a Jeep before is a little bit like somebody who maybe like rides a motorcycle or is in a boat. Jeep drivers, they kind of wave together. There's a kindred spirit, regardless of what kind of Jeep you have. When you see a Jeep driving past another Jeep, you'll see the little hand flicker, like, hey, how you doing, kind of a thing. So I'm that relative to home-based businesses. I want to help as many people as we possibly can. Why? Are they really my competition? Probably not. More than less likely, they probably aren't. They're kindred spirits. There's plenty of room for everybody. And the bigger the industry grows with a better reputation, the more we can probably help that diminishing middle class as we go through the challenges associated with a continued challenge with, I think, the economic recovery that we're still trying to get, which, by the way, is probably going to have to come from ourselves. So there's a whole other bunch of stuff that we can talk about relative to that, but I wanted to have my little part of the planet to be somewhat significant towards helping people in the home-based business arena. Now, that for me also means being real, like telling it the way it is. Now, not in an arrogant, if you will, fashion, or pompous, if you will, fashion, just like in a way that it's real. So we have on Building Fortunes Radio lots of different types of people and guest hosts. We have what some people would consider, you know, the cheerleaders of MLM and home-based businesses. So you'll know who they are when they're there because they are definitely pom-poms, you know, cheerleading about home-based businesses, and they deserve it. They're working hard. They're helping a whole bunch of people, et cetera. And then we have the critics. Some of the people, if I mentioned them by name, you'd say, wow, you have them on your radio show? Absolutely, positively, yes. We have the critics as well. You know why? Because sometimes the critics are kooky. But many times, a lot of their points are valid, and they're valid, and they're reinforced, and some of them are kooky, but some of them are valid, you know, income claims, medical claims, misguided practices, too many losers in the equation. So we can learn a lot and improve the industry by listening to those people as well. So some people say, well, geez, why would you have that? I said, because it's real. It's real. I can't tell you how many times people have left the home-based business as a result of not having the education they needed, and they were nice and maybe a little bit gullible as a word, or maybe they were nice and maybe a little bit trusting, and maybe they were nice and they were hardworking, they were smart, and they were let down. There's a lot of that stuff that can happen in any industry, and it certainly happens over here, where people many times have faith in the people that are bringing them in. So I want people to understand all of these things exist, and we are always constantly increasing the guest hosts we have on Building Fortunes Radio. So for you, if you are listening in, grab on to this IMP, I-M-P, this integrated marketing principle, or this integrated marketing practice. Grab onto it. Use it. Help embrace it. Learn it. Might cost you a little bit of money working with us to be able to get that done, but if you do it the right way, you can truly build a successful home-based business and help yourself and a whole bunch of other people in the process. So this is Peter Mingles, I Own All This, on Building Fortunes Radio, www.buildingfortunesradio.com, and then check us out. And if you want to see a little bit about everything that we do, I even made it really simple. Networkleads.com is our regular domain name. Network, NETWORKLEADS.com is our regular domain name. And if you go to networkleads.com/everything, you can actually see everything we do, a little snapshot of just about everything we do. And when we come up with something new, we'll add it to networkleads.com/everything. So it's right there for you. Thanks for being here on Building Fortunes Radio. If you are one of our hosts listening in, I want to thank you with all my heart. You're what helped make this whole thing possible. If you are a guest or somebody that's listening in, thanks for being here. Pass it along. When you go to the website, you can actually see all the social media links that you can click on, and many times you can actually download these recordings and share them with other people as well. So go like crazy. Help build a successful business. Boy, this economy and certainly this world certainly needs it, and educate people along the way. So thanks for listening in. Peter Mingles signing off. Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com.
You've been listening to the Building Fortunes Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.